Well, actually, you have the opportunity to guess why we dress like this. Every episode, we have a one concept, the dress code. We have a specific dress code. But actually, the point is, we are not dressing like a go to the wedding or go to like a funeral. No, it's not. If somebody can guess, what is the topic? Do you remember? I told you why we dress like this.
Yeah, told me.
If somebody can guess, let me know in the comments, and we are going to give you one special gift. One dating with Tyler. One photo, one nude of Tyler. I think, everybody, if you guess why we dress like this, we are going to give you a one nude of Tyler. Bro, tell me, you never send that nude.
No, I've never sent nudes.
Never?
Yeah, never.
I mean, I sent like half naked, but that doesn't consider nudes.
Okay, will be your first time. So, welcome everybody. It's me, Concor.
It's me, Tyler.
And this is Bros Boy. Talking about what's happened, how's going to acting career after this? Did this influence something in your acting career? Did somebody call you like, hey? Yeah, I remember somebody called you.
So
for one company,
from one company, I think this is quite exciting. Yeah. So there was this production, and then they reach out to us, Brospawn, as a duo, and then they ask like, hey, you guys want to come? And then we're going to do like a... That was kind of like the first time, right?
Yeah.
Asking for collaboration or like, like some other things.
Have more collaboration?
Yeah.
Affecting by the positive way in your career? Like
right,
actor?
Exactly. So shout out to all the potential mommies and daddies. Yes. Even if you're like, looking for, I don't know, like... ambassadorship or some other things like that, or
you stripper I can make.
Oh my god.
I was participating in one production who has relationship with the strike of the actors in USA.
The strike
for the actor in USA, and actually in that moment I was the first time that I know that.
Have you heard about the strike? It's there's a strike?
Yeah.
Where? How? When?
Yeah, nobody called me? Why nobody called me? I love to the strike. I love the strike. I need to say, hey, si no hay solución, la voy a continuar. If don't have solution, I will keep here.
We demand
solution. So more better. I love that. I mean, and you can make more friends there. That are in your environment.
You're basically like a protest or a strike. You're asking for something. You're demanding something that you think you deserve, but you don't have.
Yeah.
So I think like you have like a
bigger
goal.
Do you know that the actor
before you told me about the strike?
Yeah, before
I heard about it. Yeah,
you heard
right?
Because not exactly in deep.
Yeah, not exactly in deep.
Yeah, you know
I
what?
I know that's something that has been going on for quite a little while. Yeah,
bro. But I don't know really if you saw. Do you saw that Black Mirror in Netflix?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Yeah. You saw the new season?
Oh, the one with the background and the AI and stuff like that.
Yeah. You saw that video?
The newest one, Heaven. Yeah, but I know about that production.
Yeah, basically they...
The controversy behind it.
Yeah, they just buy like your rights, your face rights, okay? And then they make a one production. But the point is, you don't know, you just sell your imagining, and you don't know what they are going to do.
And you don't know how it's going to be done.
You don't know what happened with that.
Yeah.
So basically, they have their own rights. Mm-hmm. And that's... Fiction, that video for fiction is moving to the real society.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the actor have this demand, because with the AI, everything is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to tell you something that maybe is going to look crazy for you.
Okay.
But before that, before we start to record, we propose topics. We have one meeting to propose the topics.
Mm-hmm.
The topics that I propose, I use AI for design the topics.
Yeah.
Do you notice that?
Yeah.
You notice that?
Mm-hmm.
That was AI.
Yeah, it was AI.
You know how I ask?
No.
I just ask, I have one podcast, two hosts. One of the hosts is from Peru, another host is from Taiwan.
Yes.
Tell me the 10 better topics that you can develop. Mm-hmm. And they give me 10 topics. And just I pick that and copy and paste.
Or you use AI to propose. Ask them and then ask them to generate.
So that is what I asked you. Do you notice that I use AI?
Oh, I didn't notice that. I didn't notice that.
I ask you. No, if we put in the topic the AI.
Okay.
Basically, I generate these topics. Using AI. And I can tell you what's so fucking freaky easy.
Yeah.
Because even you can tell like, no, I don't like this part, change and improve. and they change, improve.
Yeah, and then they change and improve in an instant.
In the moment.
It's so it's so scary. It's so fast.
What happened? First, everything starts with the screenwriters.
Mm-hmm.
They want to create one AI who use the style of the script.
Yes.
And they create more script instant. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In the release, basically nothing. And it's going to be more cheaper. So yeah. Basically,
they learn from the database. I mean, ultimately, you would, like, for the AI, after they've done, like, the first draft or, like, maybe until the final draft, maybe you still need, like, the human to verify, like, everything and to finalize everything. But, like, the whole part of, you know, plotting it or, like, designing it, constructing it, and throwing out ideas, that can all be done by AI in an instant.
And this is so scary.
It is so scary, yeah.
Because basically, our job is not going to be to anywhere.
We're
going
to be out of job very soon.
Thanks God we create a bro. Yeah, we are visionary. We create Bros Bond in this period. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they are going to affront. I listen really something sad for this strike. Mm-hmm. Like the big production, the big companies, they say, no, we are going to wait until the screenwriter and the actor don't have any money. Mm. So they will really need to start to working, and they need to sign the contract. So they are basically, it's not.
It's really sad, but I did notice that there are a lot of streaming platforms, right? Like a lot of streaming services, like such as Netflix, Hulu, and you know those other stuff. And they said that the reason that they wanted to shift some of their budget and to control the budget into the, you know, like casting and then more focusing on the AI thing, because ultimately if you invest into AI, then it would reduce a lot of like money, and they can generate, and then they can like redirect their money into something that is more profitable. So then again, it's back to business. And then I also realized that other than Netflix is actually making a lot of money, a lot of other streaming platforms, they're actually suffering. And that's kind of like, as an investor, as the business owner, how do you balance that? And it's like, you know, for hiring these human actors, it's going to cost you like tons of thousands, you know, like millions of money, versus if you just invest into the AI, and then it's kind of like a one-time thing, and you hire an AI engineer to, you know, like to maintain it, then voila.
But this is the point. This is the point that it makes me feel angry, because you can see the company is taking wrong decisions.
Yeah.
Basically, it's not that
it's AI. Really sad. Yeah.
It's not the AI. It's like they give you a power. Mm-hmm. And like in the Spider-Man saying, a big power have a big responsibility.
Yeah.
So now we have the big power of the AI.
Yeah.
But it's in the company to take this like a big responsibility, because it's just they decided like, no, okay, we are going to do this. We are going to, no more actors. AI. Mm-hmm. All AI. This is the decision of one company.
Yeah.
So that's that they are going to kill a lot of jobs.
Right.
And they are taking wrong decisions. One of the wrong decisions, that is the topic of today. The wrong decision they are taking, or maybe the right decision they are taking, because I don't know. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad.
Yeah.
You know, One Piece.
Sometimes I think like not everything is just, you know, either black or white. There are a lot of things that are, you know, negotiable, discussable, and somewhat more very controversial. It's like I think it's then again back to we all have our own perspective, have our own opinions on certain things, and today we're going to talk about them. Yeah, so some can be quite funny, interesting, some can be relatively a bit controversial, so prepare yourself. Yeah, we're gonna get into them.
Talking about that wrong company decision, Disney. Mm-hmm. Disney is one of the companies
who take the infamous one.
Yeah, I think one of the most political thing or controversial thing was Ariel.
Yeah, here we go, Ariel.
We start strong, baby. What do you
Let's
think about
get
that?
Political correctness out of the window here.
Yeah. What do you think about that Ariel?
What do I think about Ariel? Specifically, you're talking about the how they were made or about the casting.
Okay, before to go to Ariel, we can go to what do you think that Disney don't want to create new stories? They basically make the whole older stories in live action.
They're making the old classic into the new classics, yeah?
But do you think it's good or right? Good or wrong? Until the moment, I think it's a wrong decision.
I see.
For example, Aladino was really good, but most of the characters are humans. Mm-hmm. The Lion of the King.
That's kind of, I think that's debatable.
Yeah. I...
Oh, even for the Stitch. How are you gonna... Like, who's gonna play Stitch?
How are you gonna make a Stitch? Bro, I love a Stitch. And most of the people, they think Stitch is one of the most cute...
Yeah. Stitch is the character. Cutest creature. Yeah.
But how they are going to create a Stitch in the live action?
I mean, every decision, I understand. Like, as... Like, you know, someone like higher in command chain, like as executive, they probably already thought about, you know, like a lot of different options, but they decided to go for that, you know, go for that approach. It's fascinating sometimes, like how what they think, and it's like their thinking process behind it.
It's like a normal person with conscience, mm-hmm. with knowledge. They know that make
you're
a Stitch.
Those people
make a Stitch in the real life action is a wrong decision.
Personally, I'm more of the type of person that if it's animation, then just let it stay animation.
In animation, of course, yeah.
Because it's not gonna be super believable, and it's like it's gonna be I think they
confuse the fever of the superhero,
mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
the superhero have a lot of CGI, a lot of action,
but
it's because the superhero world is the idea of the superhero is make incredible,
right?
Make it like a whoa,
yeah.
But no, like the fancy or cute stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Stitch. Stitch is so fucking cute. Like a live action of Stitch.
That's so scary. If not just... Not
yeah,
just
it's not going to be
not
cute.
Not just Disney. If you imagine Doraemon as like a real person kind of movie, that would be like...
Dora?
Yeah, like Doraemon.
They have a live action.
Yeah, they have that. And it's just like, imagine that if they just try to make every animated film into like a... real kind of film. I don't know.
You know in Dora the live action movie, have a one scene when Dora they are eating in the table, and Dora looks at the camera and say, "You say good morning." And her father say, "Who's talking with her?" Oh yeah, she just needs to grow up.
So coming back to the Ariel thing, I think I more focus on the casting part. It's just like the casting honestly kind of threw me off a little bit. So I wasn't really invested into really seeing like other aspects of it, because like the overall character was not, to me personally, I don't think it was very believable, because I think the story starting point was it was like a Danish story. And imagine like over 100 or 150 years ago, it's just not. It's like, to me, if I were to put it an example, we cast Mulan and we cast a Spanish girl for Mulan.
Mulan, okay.
Then that's not gonna be, it's nothing about racism. It's more about, I don't resonate with that, and I don't find that believable. I mean, it could be, we could see several other reasons, whether that's, you know, about political correctness or something like that. I am sure she's a brilliant actress. I'm sure of that, and she's like probably really good at singing or very super talented or something like that. But it's just, for me, it's like I find it hard to resonate with that and into really believing like the whole story. So the overall experience of me watching that that film was not very entertaining or believable. Yeah. What about you? I said it.
So,
I said it.
Oh, bro, I have a...
I'm gonna be executed.
It's one thing that I battled a long time ago for myself, like mm-hmm. because I'm a Latino.
Yes.
For example, the advertisement for Taiwan is just looking for like a Taiwanese.
Mm.
Yeah. But when they are looking for foreigner, they have the stereotype that just...
They want like white man or white woman.
White man and blonde.
Oh, I mean, yeah, blonde, yes.
Yeah, and I'm not white, I'm not blonde, and I'm not...
That's
like
also one of the things about representation, about like the casting opportunity.
In that case, for me, it's like a little more shock. I'm like, I can say, okay, why no Latinos? Actually, I can believe like every person can represent every character.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
But that's the thing. James Bond is not going to be a Latino anyway, because James Bond is British.
Yeah.
And he needs to be British forever.
Yeah.
Of course, I know certain characters need to be specific because they have a background story.
Imagine Shang-Chi being an African.
Totally.
Right? So it's, I think it's not really about racist. Like, we all understand there are brilliant actors out there. And
yeah.
It's like, if you fit the character... Like that,
if the character is already fitted,
yeah,
it's not that is the reason. My opportunities here is nobody fitted, because for example, the KFC advertisement that I record
mm-hmm.
is nobody know that I am foreigner, and nobody know that I am Latino, and nobody know that I am Taiwanese. Mm-hmm. It's just a swag girl, a handsome guy,
yeah,
dancing,
like, looking around 25 and knows how to dance, yeah, or something like something.
But when you already set up the character, like Ariel, have these problems. Mm. It's like a try to force to change the character.
Yeah. Like you said, I was very like self-conflicted right after I saw like a video, because I like you said, like in Hollywood, in Taiwan, in like a lot of different other places, like especially in film industry, a lot of time when it's very when it's a very diverse culture, then sometimes there are certain ethnicity or certain, like, let's say race or a certain group of people that are underrepresented. Like, let's say Asian in Hollywood, it's always the IT guy, the dork, that, you know, someone really good and then wearing glasses and looking dumb and never have love line. It's always the supporting role. And that's one thing that Asian Americans are trying so hard to break, that to break the stereotype. But obviously, well, Hollywood's very, you know, like, they play into the stereotypical a lot of it. And like, let's say they also have like the set, like the gangster, the Latino, and then, you know, the blacks, the neighborhood, the ghetto vibe or something, and then the, you know, like people from Middle East. We all have, you know, like all the stereotypes that we're trying to break. And obviously you don't see a lot of black representation in Hollywood. So I came in with the, you know, like the thought that, oh no, I don't think it's really believable. It's just like, I still stand with my perspective. But after I saw a video, it's like a bunch of kids, they were watching the trailer of Disney, mm-hmm. and a bunch of African-American kids. And so obviously they came in with the, like, the initial imagination that they're going to see a white Ariel. And then until they saw the real trailer, they were like, oh my gosh, she's black. Wow. It's like, you can see the sparkle and like lights, like they see the representation. It's like they get to also be like the princess and the, you know, like the beautiful, being seen as, you know, beautiful something. And that is something that is so wholesome. So right after watching that video, I was like, oh, that is so cute. You know, like all the kids, they feel like, so they can resonate because they see their representation. And growing up as an Asian kid, I didn't see, like, until Shang-Chi, until Crazy Rich Asian. Before that, you don't see any Asian being the main character. It's mm-hmm. always, you know, like the geeky ones.
Yeah.
So I felt like, oh man, I felt that. But it's just like, then back to Ariel, personally, I don't find that believable. But it's just on my stand. But maybe they have like a bigger thing that they are trying to push. I don't know. Yeah.
Actually, that was maybe the mistake. They tried to...
trying too hard.
it's different to force to push.
Yeah.
Push, create more stories. Who has Latino characters, black characters, Asian characters? Give the opportunity to everyone mm-hmm. to be the principal role.
Yeah.
So that can be the key. Force.
Be the original, be the change, instead of change the thing. Change the original, right?
Force is because you don't want to be brave to create a new concept, a new story. You use that. You're older.
It's so weird. They're conservative and very liberal in other ways.
If one day I can participate in one movie, I would like to be a Spider-Man.
You have a Peruvian Spider-Man.
Yeah, right? We have a Peruvian Spider-Man with
that. Really cool.
But we are bad guys.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. The Peruvian Spider-Man is bad guy, and we have like four arms. Uh-huh. But it's amazing. It's amazing. I would like, okay. If somebody is looking
at somebody. Casting me as Spider-Man.
Casting me like a Spider-Man, please. I would like to be.
My
dream is be a Spider-Man.
Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, right. It's my totally dream to be a Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. You have one dream to be like a...
My dream?
Be James Bond.
So far, I haven't played the bad guy. I wanted to be able to play a bad guy.
Yeah. I want to be... No, but if we're talking about the bad guy, I would like to be Joker.
Joker. Oh, yeah, like you're sick, man.
Oh, yeah.
But that's like back to the thing. You don't actually have to be mentally ill, or you don't have to actually like kill someone to be able to play the criminal, right? You just have to be a good actor with good acting skills. You have to be believable.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I would like to be Joker or Spider-Man. I would like to be, but even Spider-Man, Joker, they are bad guys.
Mm, right.
So I would like
what's it called? Like antagonist?
Yeah, antagonist. Please don't take like a personal dystopic. Please don't give us hate.
Right. And we are only speaking on our behalf, like how we see things and where we deem whether that's acceptable or not acceptable. And obviously, everybody, you can also get to have your own opinion. Yeah. So should I bring you the
story? Yeah,
the
story? You start, please.
Okay, so I actually watched a video about a kid in Disneyland. So it was about a kid, and do you know autism?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So this kid, he is a kid with special needs, and he's like 15 year old already. So like appearance wise, he's like a grown teenage boy. So like very tall already, but he is very special. So I mean, like you can just tell from first glance, he's special, and he is like on more of the nonverbal spectrum of the autism. So he doesn't really use language to communicate with others. Not even with his own family. And so he touches everything. He touches the microphone, he touches you, he touches your face, and then when he sees you, he really like you, or he thinks, oh, you have a beautiful nose, he just touched you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like, of course, when you're really close with this kid, you're like, okay, you can touch it. Yeah. And so he really loves Disney, so his dad took him to Disneyland. Yeah. And so the dad was like busy in taking, you know, like, oh, my kid, recording it. So he was not very close to the kid, like keeping an eye on him. So he was just like recording him having a fun time. And then there is this, you know, like in Disneyland, they have a lot of character actors and actresses. They were weird, like be like, I don't know, like Donald Duck, Moana, Elsa, those kind of like, or some other characters. And you see there is an actress, Moana. So she's wearing this crop top, like a Hawaiian kind of style crop top, and a very beautiful pearl necklace, and with a seashell and everything. Is very erotic. Am I using the word right? It's very like a culture vibe, and like a cute little dress. And so she saw the little boy. She was like, hey, hi, you want to take a picture with me? So she was like, you know, like having the interaction is very friendly. And the kid got really excited. And the kid was like, ran. And then he saw this beautiful necklace. So he was like this. Could you be my Moana for a second? He was like this. Like touching it, grabbing it. And he's just like, well, it's a female, right? So obviously you touched her, the boobs, the breasts. And she was like, "You, what the fuck did you do? Did you just Me Too me? Did I get like sexually harassed?" So she got really upset, and then she called the cops, and the cops came, and then dad was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. So my kid is actually autistic. He didn't mean anything like that. He was just really fascinated by your beautiful necklace, and that's all. Could you just maybe, you know, like just let it go? And we are very sorry." And the girl was like, "No, but did I get touched? Yes, right? So I'm calling the cop and I'm pressing charges. I'm gonna sue your ass because you touched me and I don't feel comfortable." So this, the story ends here. Now I wanted to ask you whether you think, I think she's maybe a bit overreacting in, or you think, no, she did get touched. So she has every right to defend, you know, her, you know, herself. You think it's totally okay, totally acceptable,
bro? But you know that in Disneyland, do you have this policy,
right?
The policy that you can't touch.
You do
the
not touch them. Yeah.
You can't touch the characters.
Mm-hmm.
You can't.
Yeah.
Basically, you can't touch the character. Mm-hmm. So in that way, I can understand maybe the kid will have some rights, mm-hmm. because the mother, not because the kid don't have any responsibility, because the mother didn't understand this and didn't keep the eyes in the kid.
Mm.
But for more in deep opinion,
yeah,
I just let that judge can be divide this, because you asked me about that reaction of the gear.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you exactly if it's right or wrong. Mm-hmm. Just that maybe the law or the polit or the lawyer can or the judge can tell you if it's right or wrong.
I see.
Yeah, I'm reserving my opinion in that way.
I see. Well, I think that...
In your opinion?
In my opinion, I would say it's understandable. But then again, she did get touched. So it's one thing that you apologize. One thing that may... It doesn't really matter the reason, but she did get touched. So she has every right to express, you know, feeling the uncomfortable. And I think like... It's also legally acceptable for her to, you know, to go for that way. So I think, but the thing that I was thinking, because, you know, like people and like the comments and everything, if something like this happened, people will have, you know, like they would feel like we get to have a say. But for me, it's like, I understand maybe this kid is different. If it were me, then I get to, you know, I get to voice up, say that maybe if it was me and I get touched in my private part, and if this is the situation, and after consideration or weighing the options, I might let it go. But it did not happen to me. So I think like I understand the girl, and I am actually, I'm not saying that I'm supporting either group or anything like that, but I understand the girl. It's just like, the reason why I wanted to ask you this, because I shared the same story with some of my other friends, and they were like, oh yeah, totally, she was overreacting, and I was like, really? So that really got me thinking, like, wow, people really have, we are really wired differently. And I was,
I think it's because if you told a story for some person, and maybe, maybe some of you in the beginning when you listen this story, thinking the point, we point to the kid. But the kid, we are not pointing to the kid.
Yeah.
We are pointing to the mother, who is the responsibility of this. First is the mother. So she had the responsibility of this kid. Second, you go to one place, like you can't touch, and you touch to the person, of course, you the mother is the person who... Now is the time to pass to the Bros Bone reaction. So everybody, if you didn't follow us in our Instagram, now is the moment you need to follow us in our Instagram, because we are going to see your reaction to our post. Every time we post the topic of this conversation, and you need to comment. We are going to maybe ask you something, and you need to reaction. So now it's time to Bros Bone reaction.
迪士尼一直想要塑造勇敢女性的形象，冰雪奇缘的 Elsa 呢，比起其他部的女主角更被很多很小年轻的小女生喜欢，但是我总觉得呢，这部片好像不是在教女孩们勇敢或者是勇于冒险，而是让她们更认为自己就是女生啊，就是公主啊，就是要被呵护啊。所以当我看到很多小女生喜欢 Elsa 或者是喜欢装扮成 Elsa 的时候呢，我觉得不爽。
I think it's I like Elsa too. Don't hate me.
You like Frozen? Yes.
Yeah, but I like Frozen for the...
You like the one with Let It Go on the Into the Unknown.
Yeah, yeah. But both? No, I mean, that is the reason. That is the reason. I like Frozen for the dancing. It's like, for example, I think the
for the
kids,
for the music scores.
Yeah,
right?
For the kids, they love this part for the Let It Go, Let It Go. So it's like, it's
oh my god, we were like Anna, we were like Anna and Elsa for a second. That's for a second.
Yeah, I mean that is the reason why the people, maybe the kids, love this.
Yeah,
because in Disney, they have one princess. It's Brave. The movie is Brave. Do you saw the movie?
I'm not really familiar with it.
Red hair of the
kid. Oh, the red hair. Yeah,
Brave. The movie is Brave. It's because the kid want to broke up with a whole stereotype and she want to make their own destiny. So basically, I love Disney, by the way. Do you notice I love
Disney? You just diss Disney like that. And then you say, I love Disney, yeah?
Yeah.
Any job opportunity, I'm open for it.
No, just for be the Spider-Man.
Cast him as Elsa. Elsa 3. Frozen 3.
Peruvian Elsa. There you go. Okay. But the point is, I think, do you saw High School Musical?
Yeah, I did.
The people don't like High School Musical because they want to go to the high school. It's because they love the music part.
High School Musical.
Yeah.
But I love the guy. Uh-huh. Was it Zac Efron?
Yeah, Zac Efron.
Yeah.
Yep. That's the way. Uh-huh. It's the same for Elsa. I think that represent the music, the whole stuff, that change of
like
the clothes.
Like the theme and everything. Yeah.
This, like the girl. Mm-hmm. But for if we're talking about exactly about the Brave, half of one movie who called Brave in the title.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Is, and she, of course, represents more about the how can be brave.
Right. As we initially imagined, quite a lot of people commented about Ariel. Even without knowing that we're going to talk about Ariel, yes.
Yeah.
So let me just briefly read a couple of them. 小美人鱼就是一出屁孩搞事大人收场的戏。So basically, this person talked about the story plot itself. It's childish, and it's kind of like kids, they got into some trouble and then have the adult trying to fix it. So it was not very great. And some other people say that with the casting. 小美人鱼真人版 Joel with a dark skin Ariel emoji. And he said, you know what I mean.
We know what you mean.
And some people did mention Moana because she likes princes. And Moana, they don't have princes.
But Moana is a princess.
Yeah, she is.
She's a princess.
Is. Yeah, she just a bit different, a bit special from, you know.
It's an Iceland princess.
Yeah, it's an island.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I think, well.
That's all.
8 out of 10, basically, it's all about Ariel. So, Disney. Yeah. you better reflect on that.
Well, that's all for the Brosbon Reaction.
That's all for Brosbon React. Ooh.
Thanks, everybody. Don't forget to follow us in our Instagram, in our share.
The either reels. Personal or officials, yeah.
Yeah, and you need to share the reels because our target is this year. We need to finish that at the end, with the end episode, with the last episode. We need to finish with 100,000.
Let's get it.
So, everybody, that's all for today. Thanks, everybody. See you in the next episode. It's me, Concord.
It's me, Tyler.
And this is... Brosbon! Bye bye. Oh, by the way, nobody guessed what is the clause.
Right.
Well, if you guess, we are here because we close like a matrix.
That wasn't very believable, but we'll take it. Bye.
Bye bye.